What's up, guys? BTC Joe here, second one today. No intros on this one. Probably establish the time this one as well. I'm publishing when I upload it. I think we're gonna call this one Page Lessons, something like that. So just wanted to talk about a few of the things we've learned over the last few weeks from making these pages, right? It's kind of a big breakthrough. And I think I'm gonna bring it all together on this one. I've kind of been thinking about all this stuff because I'm probably gonna include this in the first tip one, truth improvement proposal. So just to recap, it started with the thought that we could just make pages, HTML, we could make a page for every reference, right? Whether it's a dime, a trip, or anything else, contribution. And at first I thought, well, it's kind of cool because there's an HTML file that can be downloaded of the page. And at first I thought, you know, you could just take a hash of the page itself and sign that, kind of removing the ambiguity of it all. But then we realized, you know, the HTML file that you download from the page on a website can change over time. We believe it's because of these dynamic server aspects, whatever it is. It is true that they change. There may have been a way create all static pages, but it's not that important. Anyway, what all of that jazz led us to discover, a kind of breakthrough, is that the page itself opens up a lot, you see, because everything on the TSN comes down to a message, an address, and a signature, right? And so that data on the page can be verified. And you could add a lot to the page, which isn't technically signed, but can clarify things, and could also, it could also add the ability to add code and stuff like that for a GUI, like what LTC Joe did on one of his pages, which is kind of interesting. I don't know if that'll work, but it just shows the flexibility there. So you could have all this other data on the page, but you have the same construct with the message, the address, and the signature, and it's all clarified. And, you know, if you really wanted to, you could include everything. You could take a hash of anything else you need and put it in the message so it's what's being signed. Anyway, the point is, the page itself can be downloaded through an HTML file. And this is kind of a workaround to the other problem because even if the HTML file has bits that are different, whether they're aging or whatever the hell that mechanism is, even if the HTML file is different for you, for me, for the next guy, in terms of its hash, the data in the file will be there, which can be verified. So it doesn't matter. It actually doesn't matter. And then, you know, it can be used as a form of backing up and record keeping. In other words, I think we're moving to a world where every single signature on the TSN will have its own page, because this is so awesome. You could back up the page in an HTML file, and it will keep, even if the page itself has different hash, the data within it, which is included in your block, is there, which can be verified. And So you could have a record of that. And then if space becomes an issue, like, you know, you can't, for whatever reason, you can't have all these different, it gets too spacious to have all these different pages on your site, you'll have backups on them. And technically, all you really need to do is publish, and then it's valid. So maybe like 10 blocks later, you want to remove all of that from your website, you could, because you have a backup of that, all those pages in an HTML form, as well as other people could. And, you know, the blocks have references to it. Further, not only do you have your valid signature data in the file, in the HTML file that anyone would have, or could have, or download, I should say. There's also, it also shows that it came from your valid TSN account or block publishing server, I believe, within the HTML file. You know, if you save it as a TXT, or even in the display of the HTML, you'll see it's from that server. Now, does it prove that? I'm not sure, but I think it does. But, you know, that it was published from that server at that point. But nonetheless, the signature is valid. And at the time of publishing, you would know it's coming from that server. And then, you know, the SIG is referenced in the block, which gets solidified over time. It's interesting, we may, if you needed to conserve block space, what if it was just all SIGs is an interesting question, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, that's gonna be it for now. Peace out.